On a spring day in Lansing's Old Town, Tejano music plays at Taqueria El Chaparrito. Chicken is grilling in the kitchen, and owner Laura Casillas is proud that her restaurant sits along Cesar Chavez Avenue.
He was like a hero hunting for the Hispanic people.
Casillas first learned about Chavez while growing up in California.
In California, he was a leader of the workers, farmer workers.
Cesar Estrada Chavez was born in 1927 in Arizona. After serving in the U.S. Navy, he formed the National Farm Workers Association. Here is an excerpt of Chavez speaking at a rally from the PBS special Latino Americans.
They're subjected to the sun and to the heat and to the cold and to pesticide poisoning. They're treated like animals. And they endure all the sacrifices and all the suffering so you can eat and I can eat.
According to the University of California, Davis, in 1960, farm workers earned only a few dollars a day picking fruits and vegetables. Child labor was common. In the 1960s, Chavez and Dolores Huerta led protests to fight for better wages and conditions, from California to Michigan, one of America's top fruit-producing states.
We have so many people that have followed his path, and we continue to do that.
Al Salas is a store owner and chair of the Lansing for Cesar Chavez Committee. He recalls many Mexican-Americans moved from South Texas to Lansing for farm work in the 1940s and 50s.
They ended up settling here. And they ended up working in the sugar beet plant. They ended up working in the sugar beet fields. And they ended up working on the vegetable farms and the dairy farms.
So Lansing was home for him in a way.
Guillermo Zamora Lopez is a trustee of the Lansing School Board. He remembers Cesar Chavez marching down Grand Avenue.
He comes in as very humble, wearing a shirt, tennis shoes, jeans.
Cesar Chavez admired Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr.'s ideas of nonviolent protests. Many times he put his own health at risk with hunger strikes.
He was supposed to be here either the following week after his death. He was scheduled to be in Lansing.
The city struggled to honor Cesar Chavez after his death in 1993. First, Lansing renamed parts of Grand Avenue after Chavez, only to reverse it in 1995. But like Chavez, Al Salas and other community leaders were determined. And in January 2018,
the crowd cheered as Mayor Andy Schor climbed a ladder in Old Town and unveiled the new Cesar Chavez sign. City Council voted back in October.
Mayor Andy Schor declared Grand Avenue renamed after Cesar Chavez once again.
We're to commemorate what he stood for, and that was in helping the less fortunate, and he was strong in education. That your dreams could be fulfilled if you try, that anything is possible, not to give up.
Salas says it gives him and many Hispanics in Michigan pride to drive along the avenue where their hero once marched. I'm Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.